From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Former International Monetary Fund Chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn is no longer under house arrest today.
The prior order, securing order, is vacated. The cash and bond that were posted are exonerated. The defendant will be released in his own recognizance.
New York Supreme Court Justice Michael Obis, prosecutors say the accuser damaged her own case by misrepresenting her actions immediately after what she alleges was a sexual assault by Strauss-Kahn in a swanky New York hotel room. Authorities say the hotel maid cleaned another room and went back to clean Strauss-Kahn's room before reporting the encounter. Strauss-Kahn's attorneys expect prosecutors to clear him completely. For now, Strauss-Kahn is described as not free to leave the country and his case is still pending. This month, a federal task force is set to give President Obama a long-term strategy to restore the Gulf Coast. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports it will be paid for by BP and other firms responsible for last year's massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
BP has already set aside $1 billion to fund environmental projects on the Gulf Coast and could face billions more in potential fines. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the government will hold BP and its partners responsible for the damage done to the Gulf Coast ecosystem.
Our investigations continue on the civil side as well as on the criminal side. We are determined to make sure that no American taxpayer spends a dime for the restoration of this area.
Bills pending in Congress would steer a majority of any fines or penalties resulting from the oil spill directly to the five Gulf states. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Harvard University has disciplined three faculty members for violating its conflict of interest policies. We get more on this story from NPR's Richard Knox.
Doctors Joseph Biederman, Thomas Spencer, and Timothy Wylands are on the staff of the Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard faculty members. Biederman is a leading proponent of the use of antipsychotic drugs to treat bipolar illness in children. The three doctors were accused of taking more than $4 million from drug companies during a 7-year period without reporting this income as rules require. A U.S. Senate inquiry in 2008 confirmed the charges. Harvard has barred the doctors from accepting industry payments for 1 year, and they must seek approval before taking such money for an additional 2 years. In a letter to colleagues, the doctors accept responsibility for conflict of interest violations, but they say their mistakes were honest ones. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.
Violence in Zabul province, Afghanistan today. Authorities say a roadside bomb tore through a van and killed 13 people. This is NPR News. It's the women's finals today at Wimbledon, the grass court Grand Slam. Maria Sharapova has been there before, and the betting is on her to beat the Czech Petra Kvitova. As Larry Miller reports from London, both finalists say they have doubts.
Sharapova is looking for her fourth Grand Slam title after a 3-year drought caused by a shoulder injury and surgery. She says she doubted there'd be a return to championship form.
You know, I set myself certain goals, and I never really met any of them, to be honest, and there are many. So that was frustrating.
The hard-serving Kvitova is ranked 8th, and she beat Serena Williams to get here. But against Sharapova, she knows she has her work cut out for her.
We played already and I lost, so now I have to beat her.
Sharapova took the 2004 Wimbledon title as a 17-year-old. She's heavily favored to win today to end her Grand Slam drought and take home the $1.8 million prize. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Texas Governor Rick Perry toured California this week to gauge the prospects of both political and financial support for a potential Republican presidential bid. In a series of small meetings, Perry talked about reducing the reach of the federal government, the importance of states' rights, creating jobs, and getting more Hispanics to join the Republican Party. GOP presidential hopeful Tim Pawlenty has raised $4.2 million in the fundraising period that just ended. The AP reports that John McCain had $1.4 million at this point in his coffers when he ran for president 4 years ago. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.